my grandmother's room. There was a home. There was a kitchen first, and then the storeroom, and maybe then a tool room, and then above were the rooms where the slaves, the house slaves, stayed.
There was a kitchen.
You know those houses, they were usually two-story houses.
Uh-huh.
And they have three rooms downstairs and three rooms upstairs. Many of them
mm-hmm.
did. And the first one was the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one, as I say, was usually a storeroom where the food was locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, they bought differently from the way they do now.
The pantry.
Bought in quantities. No, well, you wouldn't call it a pantry. But it was a storeroom for...
How would it be different from a pantry?
It would be different from a pantry in that it would be a far away from the dining room and would not be a room that you would use, say, for instance, to put out the food that you were going to serve,
mm-hmm.
like that you were going to serve in the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't serve the same purpose because it's too far away from the
mm-hmm.
house. And then I'm not sure about that last room down there at Montaigne, but then upstairs were bedrooms.
For
the house servants. But, of course, after slavery, you didn't do that. You didn't have that. Although, in some of the places, there are servants who live in the houses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I haven't ever been out to any of those houses. I plan to go see one if I can get a chance. But this Montaigne now, it was on several acres then, I take it.
Yes, it was. Yes, there were quite a few acres. And my grandfather had a vegetable garden, and he had fruit trees, had a
mm-hmm.
fruit orchard, and they had cows,
mm-hmm.
at least one. And they had a horse, had to have some horses to get to town.
Mm-hmm. So it was just sort of a...
Yes, it was a little, of course, in the yard they had pecan trees, they had... not for commercial purposes, although they did in the end sell the pecans sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't really like a big farm.
Mm-hmm.
They had a greenhouse for flowers, too, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there anymore.
Where would they keep corn?
Keep what?
Corn.
C-O-R-D?
Wait, C-O-R-N.
Oh, corn?
Uh-huh.
Well, if they kept it, they kept it in that storeroom.
Uh-huh.
Whether they kept it out in one of that? I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
It's
something I'm ignorant about.
That's okay. I'm going to go ahead and ask you these questions anyway.
That's fine. Mm-hmm.
That
makes it much easier.
What about grain? Did you ever hear of a special building? I'm talking about for feeding animals now. Did you ever hear of a special building for keeping grain?
Only in books.
What
a granary.
Uh-huh.
That's all I know.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know that word. I don't know that word personally,
mm-hmm.
shall I say.
Okay. What about hay?
Well, the haystack
mm-hmm.
and the hay rick.
What's the hay rick?
I don't know.
That's
a word I've accepted
uh-huh.
without knowing exactly what it means.
Was it a common word around here?
Not much.
Uh-huh. What about, when they first cut the hay and they... let it dry and they rake it up in little piles.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear those little piles called anything?
A stack, I thought.
Okay. What about the upper part of the barn where you could keep the hay?
I don't know. I probably do know, but I can't think of the word for it.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking loft or mow.
Hayloft. Yes, we use the word hayloft.
Uh-huh.
But we did. I have very little experience with a hayloft.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever speak about a loft of a house or attic?
No, attic.
Uh-huh.
The attic. Mm-hmm.
Where were the cows kept? Were there special places for cows?
I don't remember where the cows were kept. I can only remember the cows being outside because we visited Montaigne mostly in the daytime and didn't see
mm-hmm.
all the processes of life, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
out there.
Didn't
pay much attention either.
where the cows or horses would be turned out to graze, you'd call that the...